This is All Things Considered. I'm Dana Hill. Summer is a great time for escapist fare. Beach reads, blockbuster movies, reality television. The Mole provides exactly that. Exotic locations and attractive and charismatic contestants, adventure and plenty of suspense. The competition debuted in 2001 on ABC, and since 2022 can be found on Netflix. The new season with a new host premieres tonight, and that new host is none other than NPR's Ari Shapiro. And he joins me now to talk about what it's like to make The Mole.
Hi, how are you?
Hi, Ari. I'm doing really well. Thanks so much. When you and I last spoke after the publication of your memoir, The Best Strangers in the World, I asked about your really varied resume, and now you're the host of the new season of The Mole on Netflix.
It's gotten even more varied.
How did this come about?
Well, it was actually after my book came out, I had a meeting with my agents, my team, and they were like, well, what else do you want to do? And I said, you know, it would be fun to do something out of character. Like, I would love to host a show like The Mole, because I've actually been a fan of this show since its very earliest days. It was on ABC, hosted by Anderson Cooper 20 years ago. The host has always been a journalist. In that meeting, the folks on the call said, oh, well, The Mole is looking for a new host. And so the next thing I knew, I had an appointment with Netflix on Zoom, and I started chatting with them, and then I was on a plane to Malaysia, where we filmed 10 episodes over 6 weeks, and somehow this show that I've been a fan of for, you know, decades, I'm now the host of.
Oh, that's great. Now, in your introductory remarks for the season, you say that The Mole is a simple game, but I think in the spirit of the show, I'm not sure I believe you, because this is a show, yes, it's about contestants working together to complete, you know, challenges. There's treasure hunts and jewel heists and all that, but it's a very individual game too, and it's a game of, like, suspicion and suspense. Right? That doesn't
yeah.
sound...
Well, look, yeah. Checkers is a simple game, but there are a lot of different ways a game can play out. So the basic premise of The Mole is that 12 players are working as a team to complete challenges that add money to the pot. One of the 12 is secretly working to sabotage the team. That person is The Mole. And the players have to try to figure out who The Mole is. So every episode, they take a 20-question quiz of who is The Mole. And the person who gets the most questions wrong is eliminated. So that's pretty simple. But underneath that, there are so many layers. Like, a lot of the missions are set up to establish a tension between helping yourself and taking money out of the pot or hurting the team, or helping the team and adding money to the pot. And so this essential tension between kind of individuality and teamwork, which is something I think literally every human deals with in real life, is built into the heart of the game. Or the question of who's lying and who's telling the truth, which, again, I think everybody at some point in their lives has asked themselves that question. That is built into the structure of the game. So while the format is pretty simple, each episode is in a new location, there's all kinds of strategy and gameplay, it can get pretty deep pretty quick.
Now, you say up front that you don't know who the
right.
mole is. Now, how does that help you or hurt you as the host?
Well, it helps because I don't have to worry that I'm going to accidentally give it away, which was a real fear of mine. But it's also fun because that means I'm playing the game along with the viewers and the players. I had theories about who I thought the mole was, and those theories were wrong. People who I was sure was the mole got eliminated. And there were moments, you know, I would sort of walk into the room and I would say, hello, players. Hello, mole. Not knowing who the mole was. But every time I said that, I would look at one person and say, hello, mole, to that person. And the players would, like, light up. Like, oh, Ari was looking at so-and-so when he said, hello, mole. Like,
yeah.
It was just fun to mess with them.
So the contestants on The Mole, they vary in age and background. There's a mm-hmm. forensic accountant. There's a poker player. There's people whose work requires trustworthiness or maybe even deception.
Totally.
What qualities do you think give a player an advantage?
Everybody had a reason to be there, which I thought was very cool. It wasn't the stereotypical slate of, not that there's anything wrong with being a social media influencer, but what you think of as a reality TV star, this was a much more diverse group than that. And so different people bring different things. You know, some have incredible physical skills. There was one 65-year-old who is an escape room expert. There's, as you said, somebody who was an internet sleuth. Like, I don't know if people have seen the Netflix documentary Don't F with Cats, but the woman who was kind of the internet sleuth who tracked down this true crime case and cracked it, she's one of the contestants. So some of the missions are more physical, some of the missions are more psychological. There's no one skill set that is most useful to succeed at a game like this, but everybody brings something to the party.
Well, so objectivity is your kind of watchword as a journalist when you wear that hat, but is there a style of play or a strategy that you like to see on The Mole?
It was funny. I really quickly became, I almost felt parental towards the players. Like, I really wanted them to do well. And sometimes the things that make great TV are the kind of dramatic reversals, the backstabbing and sabotage, the extreme emotions. But I found when I was on set with them, like, I just wanted them to succeed. I just wanted them to do well. I wanted them to win money. I wanted them to prevail at the missions. And so there are a couple, it kind of feels like a roller coaster. Like the money prize pot grows and it shrinks and it grows and it shrinks. And there are a couple dramatic reversals where I just felt for the players.
Yes.
Like, oh, they have so much riding on this, and to see that, like, their stomach just drop, the lurch of seeing those reversals, I was in the game with them. Like, I felt it. I wanted them to do well.
Would you be a good competitor on The Mole?
I think I'd be a good competitor, but I don't think I would be a good mole, because you have to maintain the lie day in and day out for weeks on end with everyone. Like, even the crew did not know who the mole was. So when you're sitting with, like, you know, there's the art team and the mission team and the story team and the safety team, like all of these different parts of the crew, and it's not like you can let your guard down when you're with any of them. As the mole, you have to maintain this facade all the time. The only person who knows your true identity is the showrunner. If it were me, that would just be way too much pressure.
This allowed you to travel, but that's something that you're very used to. Would you be glad to do this again?
Oh, yeah. I mean, one of the things that I loved about it, every season is in a different country, and every episode is in a different location within that country. And so over the 6 weeks in Malaysia, you know, that's longer than I've spent in any country that I haven't lived in. I've been all over the world, but I'm usually in and out in a few weeks. So to be able to spend 6 weeks and really explore Malaysia, and we had days off when I would go hiking or snorkeling or explore a city or ancient temples, to be able to do that while also making this show that I've been a fan of for so many years was so exciting. And while we were on set, we would sort of like dream aloud about, oh, what country would we want another season to be set in if we got to do this again? And I kept suggesting places that are cold, because Malaysia in July and August is really hot and humid. And so I was like, what if we do a new season in Scandinavia? What if we do it in the Arctic? You know?
Well, I'm really excited, because it's a program that you don't even know what's going to happen next. And I think that's what makes it so thrilling.
That's what made me a fan. And so I hope you've enjoyed it. And I know you haven't gotten to see all the episodes, so I hope there are still some twists and surprises that catch you off guard.
Oh, I'm sure that there are. Well, Ari Shapiro is co-host of All Things Considered and The Mole, premiering tonight on Netflix. Ari, it's so great to talk to you again.
Thanks, Dana. Great to talk to you, too.